Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Previously on the Blood-Soaked Rose.
What brings these three souls at the heart of our story to put themselves in Vizima at this dire time? Eve, the Witcher.
We're looking for work, food and trade.
Aurelius.
Have you seen anyone entering this fine city that looks rather like myself?
Briok.
Well, we thought we'd come into the city and do a bit of trading.
You seem like you have means. Why aren't you fleeing north?
Oh, I don't think Nilfgaard is ever going to break through these walls.
Is that food I spy in there? I mean, once all fair and good, but you don't have anything a bit stronger.
Have you got any monsters?
So his room was swirling, you know?
Could you point us towards someone that may have more knowledge on the goings-on in the town?
I do hope you spread the word.
I'm glad you're one of the good ones.
You give the man fine liquor, and he slags you off, and you just smile in his face.
That's the idea.
The less people that know we're here and what we're doing, the better.
All right, to Vert's house.
And now.
And we begin traveling our way there, way through the throng of people.
So the sections of the city are divided by walls, and so you have to pass a gate from the temple quarter, the poorer quarter, mm-hmm. to the trade quarter, and you're stopped by a guardsman. Are you still driving the cart?
I am.
Oi.
Yes, my good friend.
What you doing here, Knife here?
Well, my friend, I'm here to trade wares.
Shouldn't you be in Little Mahakam?
We have a contact inside. Let us through. I think Eve's just going to lock eyes with this guy.
They look at you and they see your cat eyes, and there's a sort of moment of pause as they realise that you are a Witcher. And they look to the three of you. Who do you know in the trade quarter?
Go on.
Aurelius will pop his head out of the cart. The human among them will eye off this man. What is he? How tall is he?
5'10".
Great. Aurelius steps down off the cart. 6 foot Aurelius will stand up this man, peer down at him. You don't need to know that. You can stand aside and let us through. Yes, you want to inconvenience me, sir.
Intimidation check, please.
Absolutely. I get to use one of my features. Got it. Here we go.
Resist coercion. I got a 19.
Ooh, I got an 18.
Yes!
Let me make sure that's right.
Base of 10, I rolled a 9, so I rolled well. Defender wins. You've got to beat the 19.
No, I got 18.
Ah.
You'll be backing off a step there, sir. It's my job to make sure no dissident elements, especially Nilfgaardian spies, get into the trade quarter.
My good friends, if I might, just have a word with my companions. I'm sorry.
As you will.
Aurelius, like, he takes a few seconds to, like, take his eyes away from this person as, like, Brioc, like, backs him off, and he finally peels his eyes away and looks at the affable Brioc.
The guy did tilt his spear towards you. Didn't put it under your chin or anything, but he tilted it towards you when he told you to back off.
That's it.
Yeah.
My good friends, my witcher and mage companion, Eve, Aurelius, You're a monster hunter. That's your profession, isn't it? Well, talking to people is sort of my profession. It would be best if we wish to keep this guise of not drawing attention to ourselves. If my role and my job was left... what's the best word?
You want to talk to this fella?
I'll just talk to this fella. That's a great way of putting it, Eve.
Thank you. Stand off, Aurelius.
What did you say?
And we'll stand off.
Oh, I couldn't understand the accent. Like, Sean could have.
Aurelius is just, like, looking at Eve like, what the hell are you saying?
And he'll take a moment and just go, very well. Make it quick, merchant.
Oh, of course. Of course, sir. Of course. I would never think, dream of doing anything else other than being speedy and efficient. Ducking back.
Speaking of.
Brioc dives into his caravan. Into the cart, secures three bottles of wine, and brings them out, and says, "My friends," to the guards, "My friends, I think we got off on the wrong foot, and it would be such a shame if someone with such impeccable taste as yourselves were denied the opportunity to sample some of my wares."
Probably poison, damn Nilfgaard spy, aren't you? With the Scoia'tael, aren't you?
Oh, I would never dream of being one of those disgusting Scoia'tael, sir. I would never dream of such a thing.
Snuck into the city to bring us down from within. Why shouldn't I lock you up right here now?
Oh, but then you would miss out on the opportunity of sampling some of my great wares. Please, sir, you are missing out on such a great opportunity to partake of such finery. I can tell you're a man of strong conviction. And me, a lowly elf, sir, I would just wish the best of you. I would wish for you to sample some of my wares. I would hate for you, sir, an intelligent, strong... Are you a captain, sir? To miss the opportunity of sampling some of these delicious finery. And, in truth, if you were to share some of these with the men, I'm sure they would love to. They would respect you even more than clearly your stature deserves.
I'd like you to verbally combat this guy.
Okay, no
worries. Oh, good, we get to a verbal combat.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
No worries.
Dun, 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 dun. So I don't know the Mortal Kombat theme. Verbal combat.
He's got 20 resolve.
Okay.
Sorry, so this not doesn't a lot. Work, I gotta play.
Not a huge amount of resolve.
Yeah, me too. Is it just run him over?
And no. I'm effectively trying to... I am trying to persuade or appeal to this man.
So using empathetic attacks...
Yes, I am using... I'm definitely using empathetic attacks.
Yeah.
Brioc used empathy.
I'm not intimidating. I'm not antagonistically attacking. I'm not trying to seduce, and I'm not trying to befriend.
Yeah. I had the verbal combat rules up a second ago.
That's right. I have them here in front of me. So there are two types of attacks. There's an empathetic attack and then an antagonistic attack.
Yes.
And I think I'm...
So did you appeal or befriend? What were you doing there?
I believe I'm trying to appeal.
So it's a leadership skill. You're trying to appeal for them to get behind you with an appeal. You might be charismarizing them with a befriend, or you might be persuading them with your persuage, which is a little bit harder. It's a 1d10 halved. Yeah, which verbal empathetic attack would you like to use?
Look, I'd like to use persuade. I'd like to use persuasion. I believe I'm trying to persuade this man to...
That you're not a spy.
That I'm not a spy.
Take your bribe.
Yes.
And let you through.
Yes. Yes. I'm not trying to lead him into a new direction. I'm not trying to befriend him.
Yes. I'm trying to persuade him that the booze is on the up and up and you're not an evil spy.
That's correct.
And he's going to try and ignore you.
Great.
With his resist coercion, which is not amazing. He hasn't got a great willpower, but he has some discipline. My dice are fairly hot today, I warn you. That's 19 to resist coercion.
Same as the intimidation. So,
and I roll a d10 and I add my empathy and my persuasion, is that correct?
Yes. Whatever your persuasion works off, which I believe is empathy.
Empathy, that's right. Ooh, that's a crit fail. That's a fumble.
Okay.
Pretty bad one.
Oh dear.
I have one last ditch.
Sean, you've got that idea?
Yeah, I've got that idea.
So there are no fumbles in verbal combat, but I do take some damage in my
your resolve.
Yes.
So have you worked out your resolve?
I have it here.
Yeah. Your resolve is worked out. For those at home, your resolve is your will and your intellect added together and halved and then multiplied by 5.
So how much damage does he do to me in that instance?
Well, he's going to try and ridicule you.
Okay.
So turns around and goes, oh, look at this. Look at this. Knife ears think he can buy us off with a little bit of wine. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Look at me. Oh, please, sir. Oh, I'll give you a gift, he says. He's not particularly sophisticated.
Mm.
This is a social etiquette role.
Great.
But he's not particularly sophisticated at that. His taunts are fairly crude.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have any social etiquette. He's just working off his 5 willpower.
I know you willpower. Are, but what am I?
He's working off his 5 willpower for this one.
I'm expecting him to do the me, 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 me. No. That's you.
Still rolling pretty hot. Another 9.
Oh, my God.
14 only total, though, because obviously he doesn't have social etiquette. He's not particularly sophisticated insulter.
When he defended against me, what was he defending with? He just ignored me?
Ignored, yeah.
Okay, so did he deal damage then?
Oh, yeah, it's 1d10 empathy, isn't
yes.
it? Yes.
Yeah.
Ha-ha-ha. So he did 3. He's got rather poor empathy of 4. So 7 damage to your resolve.
Okay, no worries. I have a resolve of 40, so I'm quiet.
Yes.
That's fine. I shake that off. Yeah, I likewise am going to... I'm going to change the subject.
Yep, great.
To keep kind of light and fight on my feet. So what does he mock me with?
So he ridicules you, calling, you know, making fun of your subservience and your kowtowing with your gifts. You're going to change the subject with persuasion.
I am going to change the subject with persuasion.
So you have to be to 14?
I do.
How's this weather?
1d6. D6? 1d6 Ooh. Plus intellect damage to him.
I deal 12 damage.
Crikey.
In defending against his...
His ridicule.
His ridicule. I definitely change the subject to about the quality of wine.
So you
and talk about how the vintage. My dear friend, did you know that this vintage is 20 years old? I couldn't even count that high when I was even. But us elves are not terribly bright. But I'm sure you, as a human, are, and you would know the quality of this fine vintage. And I'm going to it's my turn. Then I'm going to attack.
Yep.
I'm going to continue
so
to.
He's only got 8 left. He only had 20 years old.
Continue to persuade him. 18 to hit.
18 to hit with a persuade.
Yeah.
And he is going to disengage. He wants to end the argument with you.
So he's going to resist coercion?
He's going to resist coercion.
It's a will plus resist coercion.
Yep. So I used resist coercion last time. He had a base of 10 because of his discipline and training.
All right.
His position
How
as
do
a guardsman.
How do you disengage from an argument?
You just block it off.
Okay.
You just go, well, that's...
You exit your browser and shut down the computer.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
You say, I've got more stuff to do. Clear out the way or I'll have you arrested.
Yeah.
Is what he would say.
I got to try that in real life.
Yeah. It's handy.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God,
my
Phil.
Dice are so hot today.
Can we put him in a spa to cool
oh
him off?
Oh, my God.
Did you just crit?
Just crit again.
No.
Oh. Not 128, but it was like 38, I think. Get your wine out from under my nose. You're not getting in this trade quarter. And if you don't move now, I'll have you arrested and put in the stocks for subversion of the Temerian kingdom.
Very good, sir. I'll be on my way.
I don't understand what the fuck just happened.
Let's go.
I would like to try something first, please.
Okay.
Yeah, because that argument...
I've been holding up to do this for like
this
about
argument,
10 minutes.
That argument is over.
Yeah.
It's nice to really have... That's his skills. He got very unlucky. He's strong at that, but that's the roll of the dice, I'm afraid. He is all about security, and that has resolved. He's threatened to have you arrested.
Yeah.
And at that point, Aurelia steps in.
Aurelia's like stares at Eve and just like, I've had enough of this. He like starts to chant under his breath and because they're off to the side
mm-hmm.
and he stares over at this man and he's going to cast mind manipulation.
Oh, fucking hell.
Can you give me a stealth roll, please?
Absolutely, I can.
And he's at negatives because he's in the middle of an intense conversation and mocking an elf, which is one of his favorite activities.
Is it? It's listed on his Tinder bio.
Yeah. Long walks down by river and mocking elves.
So that is a 13.
Okay. So.
Is this going to upset Miles?
Give him a base 8 for awareness, -2.
This is like the exact scenario where that this spell gets used.
Yeah, only eight.
Yeah.
So you can subtly cast.
So this is my manipulation. Basically, his intention is to he's going to cast you. Your defenses resist magic.
He doesn't have that.
That's what just, I was. That's what
just
I was.
Just a willpower base, right?
It's still willpower base.
Yeah. Four. Seven.
13.
Yeah. So you get into his mind. What do you do?
And I'm going to be giving. He is going to have a love for Brioc. It's just feelings, positive feelings towards Brioc and being affable towards him. So he he goes, I've had absolutely about enough of this. And he just looks at this man and just scrutinizes and casts his feeling to grab inside and just molecularly change this man's feelings so that he can be positive and more pliable to Brioc in that moment.
Hang on. You turn around.
Oh, yes, sir.
No, there's just something about your face. That smile. Oh, what a warm smile is. The other guard looks at him like he's fucking mad. But he's subordinate, so he doesn't say anything. And he looks at you. Tell you what, I've got a couple of cups here. Perhaps we share a glass of that fine wine you brought.
All right, very good, sir. Very good. As you wish, of course. And would your fellows like to partake as well?
They're looking at him. Come on, lads. Not often you find an elf this friendly. Weren't you just going to arrest him, Sergeant? No, of course I'm going to arrest him. Why would I arrest this fine man? He's sharing a bit of wine with us. Come on, lads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Eve's confused.
Yeah, no, Eve's looking confused, and then she'll look back at Aurelius and say, did you just do that?
I may not be a talker, but I'm a doer.
And then she'll slap her hand on his shoulder, and sometimes Eve will get eruptions of laughter, and she just goes, ah! Oh, fuck, I needed that. All right.
Quick, lads, before the captain comes around, quick, we'll get a quick draft in.
Very good, friends. And Brioc will unbook the wine.
Yep.
And start pouring glasses for the soldiers on duty.
Does he do that real showmanship thing that some wine people do, where they sniff the cork?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Brioc understands his audience, and that is men who don't care about vintage, don't care about quality, and they want to get drunk.
Yeah.
So it's basically just goon.
It's good quality. This is good stuff.
Anything's goon to them.
But that's it. It doesn't matter that this is high quality to them. He knows that pouring it into mugs, even they're a bit dirty, doesn't matter.
Yeah, not to them. Not to them.
This is still to, the captain thinks I'm great. That was a quick change of mind. Don't care how that happened.
Yes.
Let's play on this.
I mean, you could probably deduce that it's some sort of magical coercion. It's a pretty big about face.
The mage or the witcher did it.
Yes.
Doesn't matter which.
Yes.
Something happened.
One of these two people did their job in protecting me.
Yes,
and
that's
achieving
right.
Our collective goal. Fantastic.
Yeah. Just as a quick aside, I don't want to derail things too much, but just for our listeners, so Sean mentioned goon, which is an Australian slang for cheap wine.
Oh.
In universe, you'd probably usually find it referred to as something like sack.
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 It's like, just like a wine sack.
Like a wine sack.
And mead.
Oh, it's just cheap sack.
Yeah, we haven't thought about this for our podcast, having like the little bar that comes up underneath whenever we use Australian idioms.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That would be great if we were a video.
So you quickly pour the
wine. This is nice wine that's poured into cheap, probably beer flagons that they've got. And
they knock it back.
Great. That's the idea. And
On your way. Quick, before the captain comes, leave the bottle.
Well, very good, sir. Very good, very good. And I only lose one bottle.
Yes.
I don't lose three.
I like this. Like, I wonder what Brioch's, like, wastage plan is. Like, how much, like, based on your budget, it's like, oh, I can give away this much. Yeah. And I'll still make a profit for the year.
I'm running on a massive loss.
Oh, great. Yeah.
You're a mage. You're going to pay me later, that's for sure. That's Brioch's mindset is, I'm working with a mage and a witcher.
Money will come in.
Money is going to happen, right?
Yeah, eventually, hopefully, the witcher can find some work.
Witchers are famously paid very well and handsomely and on the time, all the time.
On time.
And on time.
Oh, yeah. Nothing ever goes wrong in terms of paying a witch.
So they'll let us through.
They usher you through, yes. Yes, you have manipulated the man's mind. How long does it last, do you know?
It lasts, because it's...
This is narrative
it's
time.
It's one D10 rounds.
Which are 3 seconds, so it doesn't last long.
No, it might be one D10 hours, actually. Double check that. It's should be...
Just do a quick check
mage
for me.
Spell, what's it called? Mind manipulation.
Mind manipulation.
One D10 rounds.
Yeah, so just give me a quick one.
3 is where I rolled.
So for like 9 seconds.
So the love... because it's in narrative time...
Yeah.
I'm going to allow that to balloon out to minutes instead, right? I think that's a bit more sensible from a storytelling perspective.
Yeah.
Right? If you're using it to halt someone in the throes of combat by giving them fear or love, then perhaps the seconds might be a little bit more appropriate.
Like minutes or... Yeah.
I think minutes is a little bit better here. So you have a couple of... You have your 1d10 in minutes, I'm going to say.
It's 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes. Like Aurelius is like... low-key stress. He's like, we need to do this and then get out.
Yes, you're kind of holding his mind.
Yeah.
You, and it takes, you know, you're in there manipulating, right?
Aurelius's eyes do not leave this man.
So
he has to stare at him.
Yeah, it takes stamina, it takes effort from you to do this, right? So you have your opportunity to quickly give them the booze and be on your way into the trade quarter before it wears off. And the doors are kind of closed behind you. You break your contact with the sergeant.
You can see his shoulders just visibly.
Well, friends,
relax.
We are here. No small part in thanks to beautiful wine made from grapes.
If you're going to approach every guard that doesn't like you with wine, you're going to be empty soon.
I've got plenty more from where that comes from. And other spirits as well.
Well, if we can stay at this Vard's house... the amount of guards we should be seeing should hopefully be minimal.
Bird,
bard, whatever.
Greater, lesser, middling.
Excellent. He's a 10-minute journey from here. It's still packed here, but the people who have packed in have a little bit more means to them. There's decidedly fewer non-humans here. Almost none, essentially. And there's still a kind of flurry of activity of... There's more soldiers here, there's more garrisons here, of people rushing about the streets. But nonetheless, 10 minutes will bring you to a workshop and warehouse owned by Verd.
Are the streets quite wide? Are they cobblestone?
They're cobblestone streets, right. Yeah, fairly wide. Especially the trade quarter is a lot better maintained.
Yep.
And so the streets here are quite wide. The traffic is quite busy, lots of soldiers rushing to and fro, people bringing in supplies, crossbow bolts by the cartload, swords and cured meats and things being rushed up and down, and a few merchants here and there conversing on the corner in hushed tones, consulting with the latest news of the war and whether Redania will come to Temeria's aid. There's some of that mood pervades into the trade quarter, but. Not quite as fearful, more apprehensive, perhaps.
Well, the cart will bumble and drag and
bounce
along the cobblestone path. Obviously, those are not super useful for carts, but
They're fairly flat cobbles.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
They're four traffic.
They're four traffic. Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Reminds me of the ones in Pompeii where they have kind of grooves. There would be worn
grooves into the cobbles for traffic. Mm. Yeah.
Well, the cart comes to a stop with a whinny and a jangle of loose objects in the cart. A couple of bottles bounce around each other.
Yep.
And Ryok is going to yell out into the...
Well, the front of the workshop is open. Verd is teaching an apprentice. He's got a fire set under the open end of a barrel, starting to kind of char the insides before it's shaped into the other end is shaped with the hoops.
Yep.
He looks up. Oh my,
Verd, how are you, my good friend?
Ryok.
Yes, it's me.
You bloody fool! What are you doing in Vizima right before a siege sets in?
That's the most exciting time, is it not?
Oh my god, you should be off to Dolblethana by now.
Oh no.
Dolblethana.
No, I came to see you, my friend. I couldn't leave you in the middle of a siege.
Well, come, bring your cart around back.
Will do.
He'll bring it round, get off, dismount, and give Verd a hug.
Oh!
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Not too bad. Pan, you take over for now, okay?
Is Verd a human or an elf?
He's human. All the people here who own anything are human.
Cool.
Yeah. Right. Awesome.
Yeah. They're Temerian, yeah. He just happens to be a nice one who's not racist.
Yeah. Nice human.
Yes.
They do exist.
They do really exist. Are nice ones, aren't they?
Yeah. Just like friendly elves, apparently.
Yeah. There are some good ones, as they like to say. Even the most tolerant people are like, oh, you're a good one. Oh, good. Yeah. It's just mild racism.
You're a credit to your race.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Who are your friends?
May I introduce Eve? A fantastic... A friend. A witcher, in fact.
Oh, I see. She's got the eyes.
She does, doesn't she? It's just like in the stories.
No. Oh.
Nice to meet you. She'll say in a very gritted, strange way. She's not used to niceties or people looking at her, even with a hint of,
likewise.
You know.
Yeah.
And this is Aurelius. He's a mage. Would you believe it?
Oh.
Aurelius Tarnow.
Oh, we can just call him Sir.
Yeah, well,
I think
sir,
that's easier for us.
Sir?
Yes,
sir.
Pleasure to meet you, Cooper.
Likewise. What are you doing here?
Well, sir, the mage Aurelius asked me to travel him here, and I've done that, and we're looking for a friend of his.
Cooper, we're in need of a place to stay, a place to rest our heads, and a place to lay low for a couple of days. Is that something you believe you could accommodate for us?
The warehouse has got a little bit of room to it now. The army's buying up every barrel they can get off me to fill it with biscuit or dried meat. So, yeah, there's room in the warehouse. You'll have to set up your own lodging, but yes.
Would it be away from Pryonars?
Only my employees come in and out the warehouse. A few Temerian soldiers will come pick up things now and again, but you can nestle yourselves in the back there somewhere. It's fairly private.
We'll keep to ourselves, absolutely.
Is there a place
you would be... Sorry. Contributing.
Of course, you know me.
Aye. Good.
We've got things to fill those barrels, of course.
So he'll charge you what a cheap lodging would cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the proviso that we will chip in.
Yes, plus stabling as well.
Yeah, stabling's going to be the expensive one.
I was going to say, do you have anywhere where my horse can stay?
Well, I have my own horses. There's a small stable out the back. You got two horses. I'll have to charge you for the upkeep of them as well.
Oh, of course,
eating
of
the
course.
Hay and stuff. Yes. You know,
how much would the full total be roughly? Just out of curiosity,
each horse is two.
Each horse is two.
A regular
night.
A regular, like a good
crowns.
Normal thing is 16 crowns per night.
Yep.
And a cheap one is like 8.
Yeah.
Or 4 if it's hay on the floor.
And we'll
he's charging
probably,
me for cheap, right?
We'll
yeah. Because
yeah.
you're just literally just putting tents in his warehouse.
My question is, can we figure out how much that would be per night for everything all up?
Like 10 crowns.
If he's doing it for the cheap, for the two of us, plus the horses.
For the horses,
two,
for the stables.
Two each, plus the horses.
I think we can settle on 10 crowns.
So as he kind of like looks around the stable, and looks around where they are, sorry.
The warehouse and the stable,
He unzips his pouch that he has on the side, like flourishes his coat beside to show the pouch there. Looks in a bag, looks in. It's 30 crowns, and he pops it on the table and goes, will this cover it for the next few nights?
Excellent. Aye. Get yourself settled in.
Beautiful. Could you please show us to where we can stay?
Just take your cart round back. There's a big double door to get you into the warehouse. By the shelving at the back, where there would have been all the boards, where it's looking pretty slim, you can just set yourselves up back there.
And the stables?
Round the back again. Just keep going round.
Excellent.
And as they start to head, he goes, oh, and I hope it goes without saying, Cooper, we're not here.
Everyone looks at Verd, I think.
Briox smiles.
Persuasion, please.
I get to use my trustworthy feat.
Oh, excellent.
A mage, trustworthy. Now I've heard everything.
Pull the other one.
15.
13.
Beautiful.
So it excellent. Doesn't cost you extra.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Discretion can be expensive.
That's fair.
I'll do my best for a good friend.
Thank you, my good friend.
Right, well, if you're hoping to be discreet, best get yourselves off the street, eh?
Very good.
Also, are your horses friendly?
Aye, fair enough. The cart horses. Mm. Friendly as. Try not to stand behind them. Lost apprentice that way last winter.
Was he a good one?
Oh, too early to say yet.
Yeah.
He had some promise.
They all do, though.
Aye. Kick to the head. End that pretty fast.
Yeah, it will. Anyway, we'll best tuck around the back.
Thanks.
And we
yeah,
do.
We'll head over to...
Han, what are you bloody doing? Oh, my God.
Oh,
sorry,
sir,
lad.
I didn't mean to.
Set fire to the... Oh, my God.
I think Eve will muzzle up close to her horse, Drelch, and go, all right, well, it's time to make friends now. Now, don't be bickering like you always do. You might be able to get away with that other places, but not here. Ah, no. All right, off with you. Off your pole.
Briok stables Shavala and says, mm-hmm. All right, be good. Bye.
You have been listening to The Blood-Soaked Rose, which is a roll-to-cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/roll-to-cast. The Witcher tabletop role-playing game is property of Artel Saurian Games. Used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.